天一天讲不完。
If I'm here to share about my joy, I don't think we are going to finish today.
我只能告诉你一个小时以前我的喜乐。
I can only share with you the joy I had 1 hour ago.
卢弟兄在好几个月以前，就发出邀请要我今天来这边，站讲台。
Brother TC has sent an invitation for me to come to the church to preach.
我经过祷告
a few months ago.
我经过祷告我就答应了。
Through some prayer, then I affirmed the invitation.
然后我跟我的太太我的女儿讲他们都说不行不行。
And then I shared my decision with my wife and my daughter, and they all refused for me to make such decision.
他说二月二十一号正是冬天，可能下大雪，你万一去不了，你耽误人家怎么办？
They all say, well, February 21st is in the middle of winter. We might encounter a big snowstorm. If you delay your traveling, then you will be in the first.
说两个原因，第一个原因，我相信卢弟兄会预测天气。
I gave them two reasons why I made the decision. I say first, I believe.
我经过祷告，主答应我了，他一定会让我能够平安到达，不会耽误他们的。
Second reason is once I pray, I know God has granted me peace, and God will lead the way and protect me to arrive the church peacefully.
结果怎么样？前几天下大雪，一个多礼，差不多一个礼拜前啊，下大雪。
And as the result, last week we had a big snowstorm, and yet this week the weather became much better.
一年多来，我很想念你们，结果今天能够平安，经过好的天气来这边见你们，你说我喜乐不喜乐？
So for a year, I miss you very much, and now I'm able to be here seeing you physically. Don't you know how joyful I am right now?
我知道这里的弟兄姐妹在我2014年得病的时候就开始为我祷告。
I know many of you have been praying for me once I been diagnosed with severe illness back in 2014.
我更大的一个喜乐就是神垂听了你们的祷告。
The even greater joy I have in me right now is that God has listened to your prayer.
我在2014年的七月底动了手术，开刀把一个三公分大的癌的瘤切除掉了。
So by the end of July 2014, I went through a major surgery to remove a 3 centimeter big cancer cell.
那是在我的肺，左肺。
That's inside of my left lung.
然后三个月以后，以后每三个月要去医生那边检查一次。
So after that, every three months, I need to go to the doctor to have a checkup.
我的见证不能在这里讲，不够时间，我就把它印出来，大家回家可以慢慢看。
I don't have enough time to share my testimony, and therefore I try to have the testimony written for you to read after you go home.
在上一次我的检查就是去年的十一月底。
For the very last checkup I had, which is last November.
在那个癌科的医生检查之前，我的 CAT scan 验血报告什么一个礼拜以前都给了他。
So before the checkup, I gave all of my blood tests and CAT scan result to my cancer doctor.
当我去检查的时候，他就拿他的听筒听一听我的前面，我的后面。
So once I saw the doctor start to listen to my chest, front and back.
然后他就这样看着我。
Then he stared at me.
他只讲了两句话。
He only uttered two words after that.
Two sentences. You look younger. Come back in 6 months.
他说你看起来更年轻了， 过六个月再回来吧。
你说这是不是值得喜乐的事啊？
Don't you think this is something worth to be joyful?
所以我在这边特别要感谢你们。
And therefore, I'm here to want to give my thanks to you all.
不过这还是次要的。
And yet, this is secondary.
首要的是从我开完刀到现在是快要两年的时间。
What I want to share is from my surgery up to now, it's almost 2 years.
神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
God has made all things work for good for those who love him.
也是上一次我在你们当中的讲题。
And which is also the topic I have shared with you the last time.
应验在我的身上。
Which has been manifested to my life.
癌症是不是万事之中的一事啊？
Do you think cancer is one of many things? All things?
神使大家都很害怕，听到癌症就吓得要死的。
And sometimes we are so fearful to the word cancer.
使我得益处，而且很大的益处。
And yet cancer has caused.Benefit me, and not only that, I have received a great benefit.
这个益处是大到我也不能够详细的讲。
The good is hard for me to express.
那我开完刀有一段时间我不能外出。
After the surgery, I couldn't get out.
我就在你们的 website 上头听你们的讲道录音。
Because of that, I was listening to your pulpit recording from the website. In my house,
我很想念你们。我希望你们不是录音，是录影。
So because I miss you all, and therefore I truly wish that you don't just have an audio recording, but a video recording as well.
我写email 给卢弟兄给 George， 我说希望以后你们是录影，我看的时候可以看见你们，也看到讲员。
And therefore, I wrote to Brother TC and Brother George, saying that what I desire is that in the future I hope to see the video so I can see you and also the speaker from your website.
从你们的讲道，我得到很大的益处。
Because the pulpit of your church, I have received great benefit.
尤其是你们教会弟兄姐妹的讲道。
Especially the brothers and sisters of your own who preach on the pulpit.
我觉得比外面请来的讲员要讲得好。
I feel your speaking is even greater and has a better quality than the outside speakers.
我刚才说过了，我这两年得到很大的益处。
I have shared with you for the past 2 years, I have received a great benefit from the Lord.
这个益处呢，跟今天的讲道有关。
The benefit I have received is closely related to the topic I'm going to share with you today.
我从你们的讲道，我知道你们今年的讲题是门徒训练主题。
Through the pulpit recording of your website, I understand the theme of your church is discipleship.
那么我这两年得到的，主让我在这两年得到的最深的益处，就是更认识主在约翰福音十五章所说的住在基督里。
The great benefit I have received from the Lord for the past couple years is that I have a further understanding what does it mean abiding in Christ, which is from John chapter 15.
这是非常大的一个题目。
This is a great topic.
我要跳过一点，因为我讲太多了，我可能不够时间。
I may skip some part of the sermon.
那么， 我本来准备要讲，但是我后来一想这题目这么大，我有好几次想改题目。
As I intend to prepare the sermon, I realized this thing is covers too great, and therefore I had a few moments I wish to change the topic.
但是第一个原因是因为我这两年所经验的、所学习的，是我觉得要交通、要跟大家分享的很重要的一件事情。
And yet, I feel this is the thing I have learned for the past couple years, which is the essential thing happening to my life I would like to share with you.
而且我在祷告中，主也不喜悦我改变这个题目。
And as I pray, the Lord does not please that I have intention to change the topic.
所以我就决定不改。
And therefore, I decide to stay with the original topic.
大家都知道，这个题目是住在基督里，这个基督的丰盛有多大。
So the topic is abiding in Christ, and there we need to understand how abundant wealth there is in Christ.
基督的丰盛是无限量的。
The abundance in Christ is unlimited.
我所摸索到的只不过好像大海洋当中一个蚌壳里面的一个小珍珠。
And what I have found is just like a pearl inside of clam in the great ocean.
但是就是这一点，我就非常的惧怕，我就很战惊的应该把它讲清楚，但是我又怕我自己讲不清楚。
And yet, even though this is just a tiny thing I have received, and yet I really hope I can communicate and articulate well of the thing I have found, and yet I'm so fearful that I'm not able to communicate well.
所以我就不断地在主的面前祷告。
And therefore, I constantly pray before the Lord.
我就求主今天让我真的能够借着他的能力，依靠他的恩典，来把这个题目在这短短的时间里面能够把一部分讲出来。
And therefore I can only rely on his strength and his power, so I can perhaps I can just share a very limited portion of this topic.
其实这个在基督里就是像一颗巨大的钻石。
And actually, in Christ, it's just like a giant diamond.
门徒训练只是这颗大钻石许多千面当中的一个。
And discipleship, it's only a tiny cut in this giant diamond.
我们今天就求主恩待听的和讲的，让我们从这个切面能够把门徒训练的中心学到。
May God be gracious to the speaker and the congregation so that we can learn something about the meaning of being in Christ.
那么这是在约翰福音第十五章一到十节里面所记载的耶稣讲的一个比喻。
The passage is from John, Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 1 to 10.
好，我们大家一起来念中，念中文、念英文都没有关系，我们一起把这十节圣经来读一次。
May we all read out loud together, no matter in English or Chinese. Let's read verse 1 to verse 10 all together.
好，我们一起来。
Let's all read together.
我是真葡萄树，我父是我栽种的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上， 自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常住在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我里面，我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。大家如果注意的话，我们读了十节的圣经，但是里面有十二次主说住在我里面，住在我里面，我住在里面，这个住字。
If you pay attention, even though we just read 10 verses of the Bible, and yet we need to know we have encountered more than 12 times of the mentioning remaining in Christ, remaining in me.
所以这个重点在住在主里面，我们住在主里面。
So the focus is remain in Christ.
为什么我说住呢？因为等一下我会解释啊。
And why I say abide or living in, be in, I'm going to explain later.
首先，第一节的第一句话，主说我是真葡萄树。
The very first word, Jesus say, I'm the true vine.
为什么？他说他是真葡萄树。
Is there any reason Jesus say I'm the true vine?
难道其他的葡萄树都是假的吗？
That doesn't mean all other vine are fake.
这是因为在圣经里面，有耶利米书第二章第二十一节这样说。
Because in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 21 it says,
神向以色列人说，然而我找我栽你们是上等的葡萄树，全然是真种子，你们怎么向我变为外邦葡萄树的坏枝子呢？
Because God has said to the Israelites, you are the true vine which I have planted with the true seed, and how could you turn away like the vine of Gentiles?
那么这里告诉我们说以色列是神种的葡萄树。
It talk about Israel is the divine planted by the Lord.
然而它变坏了。
And yet the nature of the vine has turned.
什么意思呢？
And what does it mean?
就是神种这个葡萄树的心意他们没有达成。
That they have turned away of the will of the planter who plant the vine.
耶稣说我是真葡萄树，那个意思就是神在我身上的旨意达成了。
When Jesus say I'm the true vine, that means he has achieved the purpose of the planter who is the Father.
好，本来我要跟大家分享那个 Gordon 的一段话，我想这个时间没有了，我们就略过去。那么主说这个，我刚才说过，这个我念住在你们里面，是因为中文把保罗说的在基督里，跟这里主耶稣说在我里面，都用一个在字，其实不同的字。
And actually, the reason why I'm mentioning saying living in Christ, I use the term living in Christ, is because the translator has tried to use the same word applying when translating from Paul's letter to with Jesus' words here.
保罗说的在基督里是英文是翻译成 in Christ.
It was translated in English as in Christ.
在这里英文有两个翻译，一个是 abide in Christ， 另外一个是 remain in Christ。
However, in the English translation, when it comes to the word of Jesus, it was using the term abide in Christ or remain in Christ。
那么我查这个希腊文的原文，它非常的丰富，它比 abide 跟 remain 都还有更多的意思。
And however, the word from the original Greek manuscript, it's much more richer than the word abide or remain.
所以我就不仔细讲，但是把它的意思总括起来，这个主耶稣说你们要住在我里面，这个意思就是说你们每时每刻要继续保持活在跟我同一个生命里。
In short, it means Jesus is telling us that we need to live in Christ and share the same life source in every single moment.
保罗说的 in Christ 是讲一种立场。
When Paul mentioned about the term in Christ, he was talking about something regarding to position.
这里约翰福音主耶稣说住在我里面是一种生活方式。
And yet when Jesus talking about abide in him, he was talking about a type of a lifestyle.
那么葡萄树的枝子是从葡萄树长出来的。
So the branches or vine were grown actually from the tree itself.
所以我觉得有人在这里解释说我们的生命跟主的生命合一或者是联合，我觉得都不太适当。
And therefore, I don't feel it's quite appropriate saying that we, the believer, the life of believer and life of Christ, we just come and being connected together. I don't think it is an appropriate way to explain this particular term here.
圣经也有很清楚的述说，约翰福音第一章十三节就这样说，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Actually, the Bible has explained this phenomenon from John chapter 1 verse 13. Children born not of nature descent, nor human decision,or a husband's will, but born of God.
所以我们是从神生出来的。
And therefore, we are born out of God.
不是从另外一个地方拉来合在神的这个树上的。
So we are not taking out of someplace else and to become a composite material to connect to God.
圣经有另外一个地方说我们是野橄榄枝子割下来把它接在好橄榄身上。
There is another passage in the Bible saying we are the wild vine which has been cut off and connected to the true vine.
那是讲橄榄树的。
And however, it was it's not the vine, but it's talking about the olive tree.
Yeah. 那么这个是指以色列以前是亚伯拉罕的子孙，他们坏了，就是没有达成神的目的，他们被神革职了，然后把我们这些外邦人接到神的旨意里面去。
The implication is that Israelite has went astray from God's will. They are just like the olive tree being abandoned by God. But now, because of God's grace, God is restoring this olive tree, and we are just like the wild branch of the olive tree being connected to the Israelite.
这里跟主说的葡萄树的意思是两件事情。
The meaning of the olive tree is different from the vine which mentioned by the Lord.
所以耶稣基督跟他的门徒的关系是树跟枝子同一个生命的关系。
So the relationship between the disciple and our Lord Jesus is the life relationship.
保罗用头跟枝子来比喻我们跟主耶稣的关系。
And Paul used the example of the head and body to express the connection between the life connection between Christ and the disciples.
他在以弗所书第五章二十三节说，基督是教会的头。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23 saying Christ is the head of the church.
然后他在哥林多前书十二章二十七节说，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
And in the book of Corinthians say we are the body of the church and we have been a part of the body.
这跟约翰福音所说的是同一个观念。
And this is the same concept being mentioned in the Gospel of John.
身体是肢体是身体长出来的。
Limbs were grown out of the body.
我们跟主是在同一个生命里面的。
We are in the same life as Christ.
只不过约翰福音说主耶稣是树，我们是枝子。
Except in the Gospel of John, it was taught using the analogy of vine andJesus is the vine, and we are the branches.
保罗说，耶基督是头，我们是身体。
And Paul saying that Christ is the head, and we are the body.
所以这个住在基督里，就是我们每时每刻保持与基督在同一个生命里面过生活。
So abiding in Christ means we live in Christ.
而且这个真理，这个福气是神在创世以前就预备的。
And this type of blessing which has been predestined before the creation of the world.
以弗所书一章四节说，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Which has been mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1 that this is chosen by God before the creation of the world.
哥林多后书二章十四节说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
But thanks to be God, who always leads us as a captives in Christ's triumphal procession, and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. 2 Corinthians 2:14.
所以住在基督里，这是神的心意，而且老早就预备好的。
And therefore, it is God's will that we remain and live in Christ, which has been prepared way before the creation of the world.
而且他要我们在各地显扬因在基督里面而有的香气。
And it is well that we can spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere.
刚才姐妹的祷告就是我们不但自己在基督里面，我们要把在基督里面的香气到各处去显扬出来。
Just like our song leader prayed before, that not only we have the aroma of him, but we also have a desire to spread the aroma of Christ to everywhere we go.
这就是主给门徒的大使命。
This is the great commission our Lord has given to his disciples.
而且主耶稣把住在基督里这件事情讲出来了。
So when Jesus expressed the meaning of abiding in him,
而且他把很重要的门徒的条件放在这个真理里面。
And he also put the qualification of how to be a disciple also to be part of the passage here.
我用我们的话来说，就是住在基督里成为门徒充分又必要的条件。
And therefore I can say this is the essential requirement in order to be his disciple.
在第五节那里说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
It was mentioned in verse 5 that apart from me, you cannot do anything.
中文翻译的没有什么力量，说你们就不能做什么。其实应该说，你们什么都不能做。
Actually, the translation doesn't carry enough force. It should be translated, there's nothing you can do if we are apart from him.
门徒，刚才我们念的圣经，我们结果子是使神，因此神就得到荣耀。
The passage we just read, so the consequence is that our Lord then will receive the glory.
所以我们的功能是为了要使神得荣耀，就是多结果子。
So the purpose of life of discipleship is to glorify the Father by bearing much fruit.
那么门徒若是离了主，就什么都不能做，就是说一个果子都结不出来了。
That means once we are apart from him, there is nothing we can do, not even one tiny fruit.
就是不具备门徒的条件了。
That is, then we are not qualified to become the disciple.
那么后面主耶稣说，你们若多结果子，父就因此得荣耀，你们就是我的门徒了。
And later on he says, it is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
怎么能多结果子呢？
And how can we bear much fruit?
常住在主里面，主也常住在我们。
That is abiding in Christ and he abides in us.
所以我们从第八节一直到第十节，我们就知道主使我们得生命，要我们多结果子。
And therefore, we understand it is God's will that we need to remain in Him in order to bear much fruit.
因为主说，我来使人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Because it is God's, Jesus' word saying, I come so you may receive abundant life.
所以他的生命不但是让我们得到，要我们越来越丰盛。
So it is His will, not only we receive life, but we receive abundant life.
我们怎么生命能够更丰盛呢？不是我们自己使生命更丰盛，是我们得到一个会更丰盛的生命。
How can we make our life more abundant? It's not there is something we can do, but rather we receive the life source, a quality that will make our life more abundant.
那么主说，我们多结果子，父就因此得荣耀。
As Jesus said, when we bear much fruit, the Father will receive the glory.
我常常在教会里面听人说，哎呀，我的儿子考上一个多么好的学校，怎么怎么样，真是荣耀归给主。
Often I hear people saying, oh, my son or my daughter go to which and that school, What a great achievement, and I should give glory to the Lord.
那么我找了很久，找到一个最理想的工作，啊，真是把荣耀也归给主。
And I have searched for so long, and finally I got a really good job. I should give glory to the Lord.
当然，我们凡事要归荣耀给主是没有错。
Of course, it is proper to give all glory to our Lord.
但是并不是因为儿子考上大学或我们找到一个好的工作神就得到荣耀。
And yet it is not that he can receive glory because we found a good job or our children has gone to good school.
圣经说主耶稣是荣耀所发的光辉，是本体的真相。
It is in the scripture, the Son is the radiance of God's glory.An exact representation of his being.
然后主又在马太福音五章十六节说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，就使便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
It is also recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others.That they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
这里所说的好行为就是结出果子来。
So, this, when you have good deeds, is the way to bear fruit.
主说你们的光要照着人全。
And it is the word of Jesus saying that your light should shine before others.
我们哪里来的光？
Then we need to ask ourselves, where can we have the source of the light?
我们自己发不出光来的。
We cannot have any light being radiant, like a radiance.
光源是耶稣基督。
The source of the light is Jesus Christ.
当我们活在他的生命里面，他的光就通过我们，我们只不过是一个导体，把光照射出来。
When we live in Him, and therefore the source of the light, which is Jesus Himself, can manifest through us, we are act like a conduit.
对不起，以前你们有个时钟在那边的，现在时钟没有了。我要把握时间。啊，那个。请我太太把我的那个 iPad 拿给我，我看时间，啊，因为我常常讲就讲多了哈，我不能够这样子。那么，不但这样子，住在基督里，这是门徒遵行主命令的唯一途径。
And not only that, it is the only way how we can follow the commands of the Lord, that is live in Christ.
主的命令是什么
？So what is his command?
哪一位可以跟我讲
？Can you share with us what is his our Lord's command to us?
大声一点。啊？啊？大声一点。彼此相爱。
Love one another.
是不是？
Isn't it?
赞成的人举手。
If you agree, please raise your hand.
有人没有举手，我不知道。
Some of you didn't raise your hand.
没有举手的人也许有其他的。不过，到几点？啊？还有五分钟。
都可以。
哇，
没有个。
好，没关系。对了一半
It's only half right.
再说一下，那也是爱啊。新约的圣经，约翰说他赐给我们一条新命令，就是要彼此相爱。
That in the Gospel of John, Jesus say, "I'm giving a new command. That is, you need to love one another."
这只是一半。
This is only half.
后面一半更重要。
The second half is even more important.
像我爱你们一样。
Just like how I love you.
为什么我说后面更重要？
Why I say the second portion is more important.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
啊？那个同性恋的团体啊，他们也彼此相爱。
Don't you know the homosexual group? They also love one another.
而且他们爱得很亲密。
Not only that, they truly have intimate love.
主是不是要我们像那样相爱？
Is this the way that our Lord want us to love one another?
不是。
No.
你知道吗？慈济功德会是一个佛教的团体。
Don't you know that there is something called the Buddhist
慈济啊，就他们就叫慈济。
慈济，
他们说大爱，他们做得非常好。
They truly practice something called a great love.
有一次四川不知道多少年前我忘了大地震。
As remember years ago, there was a great earthquake in Sichuan province in China.
我去那边带领家庭教会的姐妹去。去照顾那些地震丧失父母的孤儿。
I brought a group of sisters to go to the place to take care of the victims who lost their parents.
那些孤儿真可怜，因为
The orphan were truly in poor condition.
因为一胎制，没有哥哥姐姐，没有叔叔伯伯，没有阿姨，父母一死了，真是好可怜。
Because of the one-child policy, all the orphans. They don't. Once their parents die, they don't have uncles. They don't have siblings. They are truly alone.
你知道当地的政府最欢迎的是就是慈济。
Do you know the local government? Which group the local government welcome the most? That is 慈济 a Buddhist organization.
他们讲大爱，他们好多有钱人捐钱，因为你钱捐的越多，你名字写的越大。
They encourage people to donate because more money you donate, the bigger name will rise up on the donation list.
他们捐钱捐物资很丰富，丢下就走了，人不管的。
And they truly gave a lot of resource, including money. And once they gave, they leave.
他们真的做到大爱。
They truly practice something called a great love.
那个也不是主要求我们的彼此相爱。
And yet, this is not type of love God, our Lord asked us to do.
主的命令是说，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
But our Lord said you need to love one another just as how I love you.
不知道你们有没有人敢说，我爱别人是像主爱我一样？我不敢说，我绝对不敢说。
I don't know any of you can claim I can love another person just like how Jesus loved us.
如果你
I don't dare to claim that claim.
如果你说你敢说你爱别人像主爱你一样的话，你就是不知道主有多爱你。
If you can truly claim that I can love others just like how Jesus loved us, then it only shows you don't know how much Christ loves you.
所以主这个命令，如果我们是凭我们自己，是绝对世界上没有一个人可以做到的。
And therefore, by ourselves, there is no one in this world is capable to practice this life.
唯有像主说的，你住在我里面，我住在里面，我们跟主活在同一个生命里面。
Only when we abide in Him and He abides in us, when we share and live in the same life.
那个生命，主基督的那个生命，就是爱的生命。
Only by then we can live a life of love. That is the love of the Christ.
因此，我们才能够把基督爱的属性从生活里面表现出来。
Only then we can live out the essence and the nature of the love of the Christ through our daily living.
所以。住在主里面是遵行主这个爱的命令唯一的途径，没有别的方法。
And therefore, only abiding in Christ, living in Christ, we are able to live out the command He gave. Besides that, there is no way.
好了，我的时间已经过了啊。那么，感谢主，今天啊。我把常住在基督里这个比喻啊，好像海洋里面的一个蚌壳里面的一个珍珠，我跟大家分享了。
And today I would like to share with you the abundance of abiding in Christ. It's just like how I have found a pearl in a clam in a great ocean.
其实我只讲了我的讲稿的一半。
And actually, I have only shared half of my sermon here.
那么，感谢主，这个常住在基督里面，这件事是神赐给谦卑、决心对神信而顺服的人的一个大而无比的恩典。
This is a great grace God has given to those who are willing to be submissive.And humble before the Lord.
主说：“你们要多结果子，我父就得荣耀，你们就是我的门徒了。”
And the Lord say, "Our Father will be glorified when you bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples."
我们要感谢赞美主，这是多结果子。结果子是怎么来的？
Then we need to give thanks to our Lord and ask a question. How can we bear fruit?
是生命成熟的自然现象。
It is a natural phenomenon when a life becomes mature.
不是劳苦工作的代价。
It's not because of the result of your labor.
所以我说这是一个恩典。
And therefore, I say this is a grace.
而且结果子的生命，主耶稣已经给了我们。
And not only that, the life that can bear fruit has been given by our Lord to us.
在我里面，在我们里面的这个恩膏，要带领我们在这个住在基督里面这个真理越来越成熟，越来越深厚。
The anointing of our Lord being in our life will lead us to live a life become more mature and more abundant.
所以我们要在神的面前谦卑、顺服，而且听从他的信啊，谦卑、信而顺服。
And therefore, we need to humble and obey and be submissive to the Lord.
这样子，我们就是。遵守恩膏的教训
and then we follow the command of anointing.
对不起，有两点我要稍微提一下的。这个也是门徒在主耶稣再来的时候必须做的准备。
And not only that, this is an essential preparation. Disciples need to be prepared before his returning, our Lord's returning.
因为我们看这个世界天灾人祸越来越多
As we see the world, when we look around, we realize that the natural calamity and disasters are keep on happening nowadays.
主再来的日子的确是非常的靠近了
The returning of our Lord is very near now.
约翰一书二章二十八节小子们呢你们要住在主里面这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。
And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. 1 John 2:28.
约翰一书四章十七节这样说。这样爱在我们里面得以完全我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧因为他如何我们在这世上也如何
This is how love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment In this world, we are like Jesus
上面一节说你们要住在主里面
The first portion of the verse saying we need to live in Christ.
可以坦然无惧，不再羞愧。
So that we will have confidence on the day of judgment.
在第二段说，你们可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为什么呢？我们在世上如何，他也如何。
We will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus.
这是什么意思
What does it mean we are like Jesus?
就是我们要经常的住在基督里
That is we need to live in Christ constantly
对不起我超过了时间请你们原谅
May you forgive me for I have passed the time a little bit
愿主自己亲自的恩膏在你们心里面动工让今天的真理在你们身上成为实际。
May the anointing of the Lord be with you, so the word today can become the practical living source and blessing to you.